Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, binding rules applying to video sharing platforms who have their EU headquarters in Ireland have been set today with the introduction of the Online Safety Code. The media regulator, Commissioner Mann, says the obligations will apply from next month and they cover the firm's Facebook, Meta, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, Pinterest, Tumblr and Reddit. The code aims to protect users from harmful content or face fines of up to €20 million and in some cases criminal sanctions for senior directors. We're joined now by Niamh Hodnett, who's Online Safety Commissioner at Commissioner Mann. And Niamh, you're welcome to the programme this afternoon. Do you think this Online Safety Code will represent a sea change in users' experience of these video sharing platforms?
I do, Sarah. Today is an important step forward for online safety. So we've published our Online Safety Code, and this is the end of the era of self-regulation for the platforms. It's now been replaced by effective statutory regulation. This is a binding code that we've published today, and the platforms will have to comply with it to make it safer online for all of us. If the platforms don't comply, there can be fines of up to 10% of turnover or €20 million.
Okay, so let's just take a look at what it does and doesn't do. In terms of age verification, I know you're saying it's going to be the end of an era for self-regulation, but this code won't include anything that makes these online safety platforms, or these online video platforms, excuse me, implement any specific age verification measures, will it?
So our code is designed to protect minors, to protect in particular children from their experiences online, and also to protect against incitement of hatred or violence, terrorism and child sex abuse material. It does require the platforms to put a range of binding measures in place. And in relation to age assurance, in relation to access to pornography or extreme or gratuitous violence, the platforms have to have effective age assurance in place. And self-declaration alone is not an effective form of age assurance.
Yeah, but what is an effective form of age assurance?
What we've published today together with our code is online safety guidance. So these are guidance for the platforms and as to how they can comply with the obligations under the code. And there in the guidance, we set out a suite of measures that could be used in relation to effective age assurance or age verification. We don't mandate any particular form of age verification or age assurance. That's left up to the platforms. Mm. But what we will be doing is supervising that and ensuring that what they're putting in place is effective.
Okay, because right now a survey out showed that 75% of children between 8 and 12 have a YouTube account, 74% of children between 12 and 14 have a TikTok account, over half of Irish children in that same age bracket have an Instagram account. And this is despite the fact that the minimum age for most of those is 13. So clearly right now it is not being implemented, any sort of age verification, because there's an awful lot of children under 13 on all of those social media platforms that I've mentioned. And spokespeople for Meta and TikTok are quoting the Irish Independent today saying that there are no new age verification methods currently under consideration for them.
Well, what we would say is that we will now be supervising and holding the platforms to account. Until now, there was no express obligations on the platforms to comply with their obligations in this space. But under our binding online safety code, in terms of access to pornography and extreme or gratuitous violence, there will have to be an effective form of age assurance in place. And we will be supervising the platforms to ensure that they're complying with their obligations in this regard.
Yeah.
In terms of the terms and conditions, where the platforms have a minimum age of age 13 for the use of their service, another aspect of our code is that the platforms have to apply their terms and conditions in relation to the protection of minors. And again, we'll be supervising the platforms in relation to their compliance with that.
All right. So I know there's a bit of a lead in time for these platforms to get used to the code and to implement the various measures that they're meant to be implementing. But if, we'll say, in 12 months' time, TikTok and Meta are still saying they've no new age verification methods under consideration, what happens?
If the only method being used by platforms at that point in time is self-declaration, well, that wouldn't be in compliance with the code. And so we will be supervising the platforms. And what we're looking for really is a change in behaviour. So it's underpinned, yes, by significant civil, so fines and criminal sanctions. But what we really want to see is behavioural change. We want to see the platforms be safer for children. And also it does give the power to the public as well. So if you spot something that's either illegal or harmful or not in compliance with their obligations, allegations, if that's flagged to the platform and they haven't dealt with that complaint in an effective manner, then we come on the pitch. So then they no longer can claim that they have no liability for harm for illegal content on their platform because they're on notice of it.
Mm. No, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about harmful content yet, and I will in a second, but just in terms of the age verification, you see, I just think you're saying to the platforms, you decide yourselves what effective age verification to put in. So that sort of, that is self-regulation, isn't it? Even though we're being told today that the era of self-regulation is over, that is self-regulation because they're deciding themselves what's effective in terms of age verification. And it's not at all clear that they're going to do anything.
What's different today is that there are consequences if the platforms don't comply with their obligations under the code. We have supervision teams in place that are already supervising the platforms under the Digital Services Act. And these supervision teams will now also be supervising the platforms for their compliance with the Online Safety Code. So there are now consequences if the platforms don't comply with the obligations. And so we are expecting them to put changes to their behaviour and frankly how they've been doing things to date to make it safer for all of us online. In relation to age assurance, if there's access to children, there should not be access to children to pornography, extreme or gratuitous violence, and that type of content now has to be content rated, and there has to be an effective form of age assurance use, self-declaration not being sufficient in relation to that type of content.
Okay. All right. We may get back to that age verification on another occasion, but in relation to complaints then, so say, as you say, a member of the public comes across something that shouldn't be there and they want to make a complaint, or they're being subjected to something bullying or inappropriate or harmful content and they make a complaint. There's no timelines in this code as to when the platforms have to respond. Why?
So the platforms have to deal with complaints in a timely and diligent way. That's what's provided for in the code. And we'll be supervising the platforms. They will have to report to us on how they deal with complaint handling. And we'll be supervising that those complaint handling reports also. And also once people, and I think this is really important, what's changed now is if you spot harmful or illegal content, do go to the platform first, unless it's a matter of threat to life, and then do go to the guards. But once you've raised an issue with the platform, they can no longer benefit from the exemption that they're not liable for that content, that they weren't on notice of it. Once they're on notice of it, then they can be liable for that type of harm for illegal content. And that's when their obligations that we can supervise kick in also in relation to that type of content. And people can come to us if they need advice on how to report, and we'll be monitoring how the platforms deal with those types complaints and reports. Mm. And we have a contact centre as well, where people can, so either there's an email on our website, cnam.ie, and also a telephone number on our website as well, where people can come for further advice as to how to raise complaints.
Okay, but why not put in specific timelines for the platforms?
And what we were able to do in relation to the code was to require that they be dealt with timely and diligently.
Yeah, but sure, honestly, that is as long as a piece of string. You know, you could say, well, for us, 3 months is a timely and diligent way of dealing with this because we have thousands of complaints and that's very diligent from our perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, by not saying 2 weeks, you have to reply to, or whatever, what seems to be an acceptable time frame and say, well, all platforms have an obligation to reply within this time frame. Why not do that?
It was very important to us that the code would align with the existing EU legislation already in place under the Digital Services Act. And that also provides that complaints have to be dealt with in a timely and diligent manner. And so that's the yardstick. Mm. Now, it might be over
sorry,
time.
Sorry to interrupt you, Commissioner, but that's in place at the moment, isn't it, the Digital Services Act?
That's right. Yeah.
So at the moment, it says that complaints have to be dealt with within a timely and diligent manner. Yes?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you accept that at the moment complaints are not being dealt with in a timely and diligent manner, despite that already being in law under the Digital Services Act?
The Online Safety Code will only be coming into effect from the 19th of November, and a lot of these rules are relatively new.
No, sorry, I don't think you understand the question that I'm putting to you. So you're saying the Digital Services Act already has in law the complaints have to be dealt with in a timely and diligent manner. And I'm saying to you, that's already being ignored. Do you accept that by the online platforms?
So the Digital Services Act has that requirement in relation to illegal content. There is expanded types of content that will be covered under the Online Safety Act. So in addition to harmful content, there can also be complaints raised about, are they doing age verification right? Do they have sufficient parental controls in place? And are they dealing with complaint handling correctly? So all of that gives us additional tools to be able to supervise the platform. The Digital Services Act is only in place since February of this year, and we've already been taking inquiries into the platforms as to how they're dealing with reporting and flagging of content. Yeah. We wrote to all of the platforms in relation to this as part of an investigation into this matter.
But are you not creating yourself way more paperwork by not putting clear rules in place, by not saying these are the age verification methods you have to use to make sure that the people who are accessing your sites are over the age of 13. You have to do X, Y, and Z. And if you don't, you're breaking the rules. This is the timeline that people you have to respond to people by 2 weeks or a month or whatever it is. And if not, you're breaking the rules. But by leaving it open to the social media companies to really self-regulate on these issues and decide themselves what's appropriate, then you surely have an awful lot more paperwork to go in and investigate, and is it timely or is it not timely, and who can tell? You know, you're making things more difficult for everybody and much more lengthy, I would have thought, in terms of dealing with every single complaint.
We have to act in line with our statutory framework as well, Sarah. And so the Digital Services Act sets parameters as a maximum harmonising regulation as to what we can do. And our code today also has to align with EU law. That was why it had to be notified to the European Commission. And they confirmed that it so does. So all the obligations that we have set out in the Online Safety Code, and it's not just in relation to reporting, there's also for parents' parental controls. So there has to be time limits now in place and the ability to restrict strangers from seeing a child's content or a child seeing a stranger's content.
Okay.
There has to be content rating place for adults.
What is, just out of interest, what's the criteria for what's deciding what's timely? Is there a definition that you can turn to?
Our guidance that we published today together with the Online Safety Code sets out a bit more information in relation to each of the obligations, but there's no set time frame set out in relation to that. Now, there's other types of rules in our online safety framework, such as the terrorist content online regulation. And there, for example, terrorist content has to be removed within 1 hour. So that's one particular binding piece of where there is an actual time frame set out.
Okay, so
that's terrorist content.
Okay, so that's going to be, one would hope, in the minority. But in terms of all the other complaints, harmful content, suicide ideation, eating disorders, etc., who decides what's timely? You don't have any definition.
Well, we will be supervising the platforms in relation to that. And if we think what they're doing is not timely or not diligent...
But who decides? Do you understand me? What do you mean if we think? On what basis will you be able to turn to a platform and say, this isn't timely? You haven't given any definition of what is timely.
Well, they will be reporting to us in relation to how they're dealing with complaint handling. And we'll be working together with other regulators throughout the EU and the European Commission in relation to timely and diligent dealing of complaints. As I said, we've already started an inquiry into the platforms in relation to how they're dealing with reporting and flagging under the Digital Service Act. So this is something we're monitoring very closely.
This doesn't include Roblox or Fortnite. Why not?
So the code today applies to video sharing platform services that are established in Ireland or have their EU headquarters in Ireland. And Roblox and Fortnite, they don't fall within the definition of video sharing platform services. But gaming platforms like Roblox would be covered as an intermediary service under the Digital Services Act. So we're also the Digital Services Coordinator in Ireland under the Digital Services Act. And there we work together with the European Commission and other digital services coordinators throughout the EU. There's one of us in every EU country. And so each different platform can be established in a different member state. Many of them are here in Ireland, which puts us in a position of special responsibility. But many of them are established in other member states as well. Roblox, for example, has Holland as its place of EU establishment. And when they become large platforms, we regulate them together with the European Commission. That's where they have more than 45 million active monthly users.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Niamh Hodnett, who's Online Safety Commissioner at Commissioner Man.